You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, April 5th, 2017, week 199 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
And since it's Wednesday, let's get into some Weeviewed Reviewed. Let's start with some movies. I saw a movie this week that I did not realize was... I didn't realize, like, the famous movie was a remake of it.
Yeah, it's crazy how many movies are actually remakes.
Yeah, that's like, pretty much what I was trying to say.
I'm just thinking, as a kid nowadays, you're going to be even more confused because everything's like a remake.
Yeah.
But when we were kids, everything wasn't a remake.
But a lot of it was.
But a lot of it was, so it's
not like a remake or like an adaptation or something like that, too.
Yeah. Like, it's just hard because you don't think about it until later, like now. And that's going to just...
And that's because stuff that we knew from our childhood is being remade.
Yeah.
Now.
But is that every generation? Or is that just like...
I think it's mainly with the 90s. It started.
Yeah. I think because like they happen so quickly now.
Well, not just that. It's like a guaranteed... Well, I'll talk about it a little bit later on. But yeah. Mm-hmm. I watched Bedazzled, the 1967 version of Bedazzled.
Yeah.
Not the Brendan Fraser version.
Yeah. That's the only one I know.
Yeah, I didn't know this was a movie.
Yeah.
So a friend was like, hey, have you seen the funniest movie ever? And I'm like, I don't think so. Is that the name of the movie? She was like, no. She was like, it's called Bedazzled. And I was like, oh, no. And she's like, not the Brendan Fraser remake. And I'm like, no, then I definitely haven't seen the original.
Yeah.
And so I watched it, and it was really good.
Huh.
It's fun. It was...
It's still the same concept?
Yeah, it's like, this one is a burger. I haven't seen the other one, so I assume...
Yeah, but it's this like, one's like Brendan Fraser, like, and Elizabeth Hurley is like the devil.
Yes, he has a little different.
Okay, then he has like three wishes or something.
Yeah,
and then he keeps screwing them up.
Yeah, or like she keeps screwing up for him or something. Seven wishes or something.
Maybe he has more than three. Probably has more than three. Yeah. I haven't seen him.
So he's like a burger flipper guy who has a crush on a waitress, and he tries to get with her. So he has like all these wishes. Yeah,
same concept.
But the devil is not an attractive woman.
Oh.
In this movie. See,
they made the remake better.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, let's at least do that.
So then, he's like trying to get all these wishes, like to try to get him with the girl, and then it just backfires on him every time.
Yeah.
And then...
I think they're due for another Bedazzled remake right now.
Yeah. Starring Kevin Hart, and it was like a nerdy person. Kevin Hart is the devil. And then the nerdy person would have to be Josh Gad.
Okay.
And then the woman of interest would be...
I must think you're recasting like The Wedding.
It's nearly that movie. I need to find a nerdier person. There's like that guy who I always think is like Josh Gad, but he's like the nerdier guy. He's like that guy who kisses that one person in the GoDaddy commercial that they took off of the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The dude's always like a background. He's like in community a lot.
Yeah, he was like that nerd.
Yeah.
I think he was recently in an episode of Dr. Ken.
Chuck. He's in like everything. Like
he's like the nerd.
Yeah.
That guy, I don't know how good of an actor he is, though.
He doesn't really speak in many. Does he speak? He speaks in something. Not much,
though. Oh, Jay Baruchel.
Okay.
He's like kind of nerdy. It's kind of like...
What's he been up to? Put on the rabbit nothing. Hole. I don't think he's actually doing anything.
I think he's directed
something. That's probably. Yeah, so, when I say not doing anything, obviously they're just not in movies. I see.
Jay Baruchel or Martin Starr.
He's in the How to Train Your Dragon franchise.
Yeah.
That keeps you busy.
And then the devil's Kevin Hart. And then the love interest is
They made a Goon movie?
The Goon. One? No, like the Goon is like a hockey.
They're making movie. Another one?
Yeah.
I had no idea they're making another one.
Who would be I don't know who the hot girl would be. But, yeah. So he tries to do that. And then it's all because the devil had like a deal. He made a bargain with God and who the first one to get 1 billion souls. gets to like be the head of heaven.
Ah.
That's what the whole premise of Bedazzled is.
Does the devil win?
You have to watch and find out.
Oh, okay. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I forget what happens to the other one.
Oh, have you seen the other one?
I've seen the other one, yeah.
Okay, what happens at the other one?
I just don't know. That's is that, I don't that really happen? Remember.
Is there like
it
a bargain?
It keeps screwing up. I don't know if there's a bargain. There's probably something. I forget the plot. I just know like the wishes thing. It keeps screwing it up.
Yeah.
I don't know how it resolves itself. I think he somehow tricks the devil.
Kind of happens like that.
So it's probably the same thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know about the... I forgot about the deal thing. I don't know.
Okay, what movies... And or movie, did you
see? I saw Split, M. Night Shyamalan movie. Basically, the movie's described in the trailer, where he abducts the three girls, and then he's got all these personalities. And then there's...
So one of his personalities is not of the girl.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but...
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing. Okay, no. That'd be too amazing. I don't want to set like you up.
One of the three girls that he kidnaps was really himself.
I know. That would be amazing. So I feel like if I say yes, or I leave that ambiguous, you'll be like, that'd be awesome. And then you'd be like, that's not in there.
That's not in there.
So that's more disappointing. But no, that does not happen.
See, that's not enough of a twist.
Yeah. There's no real... I don't know what the twist is. I don't think there is a twist.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I guess the twist part is the... I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast.
No, we didn't talk about it on the podcast.
I'm not going to spoil it. But I think that's the twist. Okay.
That's a stupid twist for his level.
Yeah, it's not like a real...
But then again, it's M. Night Shyamalan. People are always expecting a twist.
Yeah. So, like, it's a cool twist. Like, if I didn't know about it going in, I'd be like, oh, that's cool.
But then you also said that if you didn't know about it, you
and then I wouldn't watch it. It's the Cloverfield thing to me again. I'm like, I don't know. I probably would have watched that movie, though. But it's like, if I didn't know the Cloverfield thing was in play, I'd be more shocked by the ending. But if I didn't know that was in play, I might have not checked out the movie. So it's hard, but yeah, it's pretty cool, pretty good. James McAvoy was really good playing a bunch of different people.
Was it scary?
Wasn't scary. Like, it's scary in the sense like the tone is scary, but nothing like scary.
Okay.
Nothing's like, there's no jump scares. There's no like, it's just like tense.
Mm-hmm.
But in my sense, it's like a M. Night Shyamalan level, the level of like Signs, but not even as scary as Signs.
Yeah, because for some reason people are scared of Signs. Joaquin Phoenix freaks out of the television, people have a reaction of being scared, where I have the reaction of laughing.
Well, I'm scared of that alien
part. Weird.
Oh, that's scary.
He's just like, ooh! And I'm like, okay, guy, like, your reaction's a little... Like, he's watching it on the television. Don't have, like, an overt reaction.
True. He's acting like they're there.
Yeah, he's acting as if the alien is going to come through the television and grab his throat.
That's true. So, yeah, M. Night Shyamalan makes another appearance in his own movie.
Of course.
This is what he does. I don't know if he was in Unbreakable.
I think he was.
Because now I'm trying to say, did he play the same
thing? Was he like a drug dealer or something?
Because
I Googled
him. Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe. So I don't know if he's the same character or if it's supposed to be the same thing. Who knows? But... Yeah, it was pretty good. I liked it.
Oh, shit. We forgot to rate them. What would you rate?
I'd probably give it a 6.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was a pretty good movie. It's not like... But nothing. There was no crazy, real crazy twist, and I did...
Were you, like looking for it the whole time, though? Were you like, what's the twist? What's the twist? Because I feel like that's what happens now when you watch an
Yeah, that's kind of the problem with it. But it's like... Yeah, I like the idea because it's sort of like a low key, like villain centered superhero story, kinda.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like that, but it's like there's a lot of these movies coming. I don't know if this has always been a thing, like this movie. Like there's a lot of capturing girls and putting them in a room. Like, I feel like I've seen.
It just like, happens room. In real life as well.
Yeah, it happens in real life all the time, I guess. But like Room, 10 Cloverfield Lane, and this movie, like I've seen in the past year.
3 years?
Two, three years. So I'm like, this is kind of a weird thing to put in a movie all the time. But
oh, because then I also saw, to add to that, Don't Breathe has that.
Yeah. I think this just happens a lot. It's in a lot of movies. I know it happens in real life, but like.
Yeah, I think that's why, because it's.
And I guess that's why. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, same thing. I mean, a more comedic take on it.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what I was thinking, though. I was like, oh, it's going to be like Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. No, I wasn't really thinking that, but I was like, oh, this is the same thing, though. There's three girls. It's like, that's what happened to them.
Was it like six of them or something in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
No, there's only three. That would have been the twist, is it was really Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
No, I mean, in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, there was like more.
No, there were only three.
What?
There's only three girls.
There's like the Mexican lady.
Maybe there's four.
Okay, maybe four.
Maybe four.
I think one of them killed themselves.
Maybe. It's not six.
Yeah, but I think it's more than three.
It could be four. I don't think it's five. It's three or four, but I think four. I think you're right on that.
We're going to Google this.
Yeah. How many are trapped?
Yeah, her and three other women.
Okay, so it's four. See, that's what this movie needed. There were three of them. If they brought Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt in there.
What if James McAvoy was Kimmy Schmidt?
That's what they should have done.
Yeah.
That would be a crazy twist. If like he was, if one of his personalities, like he was also able to like
transform his body.
Yeah.
Because that's what I think they implied in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Is it's like, oh, he's like his, they say like sometimes it's strong enough to like change his body.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And like the whole premise was like.
That comes into play,
He has like multiple personalities and. What, is he like black for one?
No.
That would be crazy.
But I'm saying that's what like the plot of the movie is. It's kind of like. That's why it's kind of like a superhero villain story, mm-hmm. is because he kind of has like powers.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the personalities are like. It's almost like if it would. It's almost like X-Men, but if it's like the power. It was like way low key down.
That's the thing.
Where it's like the personalities are actually. Oh, if those were actually like. Personality as far as like he's changing into different people,
yeah,
because they say like, oh, this one, like this one has diabetes or whatever, but this guy, he's the same body but he doesn't have diabetes, so he doesn't need it. Yeah,
that's weird.
So it's like has the toys with that concept, so that's why it's like a low-key,
yeah, but then it'd be I think as a viewer you'd be pissed off if it's like very low-key and then like one of them is like drastic where he's like a teenage girl.
That's true. You know what I mean? If he's you're completely like, able to. Yeah, it's not quite like that.
Yeah, that'd be. That'd
he was
suck.
Able to, like, his body completely changed into.
But then it'd also suck if one of them was, like, James McAvoy wearing a wig. Like, yeah. Who doesn't realize that this is.
It's true, too.
So, yeah, I give Bedazzled a 6 as well.
Okay, cool.
It was a funny movie, though.
Nice.
There's a scene where there's two flies. They like, turn into flies.
Mm-hmm.
I like that scene a lot. It's very enjoyable. All right. Because it's like animated for a bit. Like,
yeah.
Because like they can't have like CG in the 60s.
So why did they just CG that?
So it's like straight up animated flies, like a cartoon. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is funny.
I like that.
Yeah.
They had to do that back then.
Yeah.
That's why there's animated in Mary Poppins, because they can't. There's no CGI.
They didn't have a choice.
Couldn't train penguins.
Yeah. That's about TV. I watched a lot of TV this week.
I watched some. I watched like half these things.
Okay.
Actually, I watched most of them.
Yeah. Love, season 2.
Yes, I saw the first 6.
I saw all of it. It is very similar to Love, season 1.
Yes.
I would say almost note for note, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah, I think they kind of go the same, well, as far as I've got to, I'm at the middle point where everything.
Did you see the one where they're house sitting?
No, I haven't got there yet. I last one I saw was I don't want to. They're at the mall. That doesn't spoil it.
Okay.
That part.
Yeah, that was
then,
weird.
Then he there's like Gus some weird
stuff.
Work.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff.
Yeah.
In the show.
I think that's the show. It's like it's like kind of awkward at points, but I think that's the point. I guess.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like, know, very real.
Yeah,
it's I think this is Judd Apatow realizing he's having like a midlife crisis. He's like,
so.
What do kids do nowadays? Uber, yeah. Uber.
That's true too.
Because like, they mention Uber so much. Oh yeah. Which I mean is I do the same. If I, whenever I'm in LA, I'm like Uber everywhere. I'm just
yeah.
Forget about it. But yeah.
Yeah, it's like giving him like a movie as a series.
Yeah.
That's like a lot of time because his movies are usually pretty long.
Yeah. I don't know. Also, man, I just want to see how There's some things I found to be like completely unrealistic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of times like that. I'm like, no, come on.
Mainly my problem with the show is like, how do any of these people afford to live in LA?
Good point. I don't know. That's well, I don't know if it's resolved it. Later, but like the one dude, like the big fat dude.
Yeah. He literally is unemployed.
I know. He's not on unemployment. How is he paying for rent?
Yeah.
I don't know if does that get resolved? That doesn't get resolved?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I don't get it. Confuses me. I'm like, then how is he living? But.
Oh, wait, you saw the.
Yeah, they're in the mall.
So did you see the one with the coyote?
Yeah.
I love that episode. That was a good episode.
That was awesome. Yeah, because, and then I felt like the one. Yeah, it's very, very weird show.
Yeah. I'm excited for Flick to come back, though, because I feel like that's like the grown up version of this show.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. Because in that one, Will Arnett's just a piece of shit. But. Yeah. Then I watched 4 episodes of Making History, the show with Adam Pally, which sucked for me because then I Googled Making History
canceled? To
see if it got canceled. No. Found out Adam Pally got arrested that day for drug possession.
Whoa.
He was smoking a weed pen in New York, and then he had a small amount of cocaine in his pocket.
Oh. Should go on that.
That's what I tell my coworker the next day. He's like, yeah, that's stupid. Why would you smoke a weed pen if you have cocaine in your pocket?
Yeah.
And I was like, the craziest thing is he's been married for 8 years. He has 2 kids.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you shouldn't be smoking a weed pen and walk with cocaine in your pocket if you have 2 kids.
Yeah. People don't think that way.
Yeah. He's like, he's a TV show star. I was like, would you really say that though? I was like, I'm pretty sure he gets second billing on this show.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a fun show. It's about a guy who's like a college custodian and he has a duffel bag that helps him travel through time.
Okay. Wow.
And so he travels through time with
that's crazy.
A history teacher and the beginnings of they go to like the American Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And then they realize there's all these problems, so they have to fix them.
Oh.
It's fun.
Oh. Cool.
I don't know if it got canceled yet or not.
Oh, you still didn't find out? You're like cocaine arrest. Wow.
Yeah, like I saw an article that was like, oh, it's going to probably get canceled.
Yeah.
But it was only one article, so what do they know?
Where is it viewed? What
Fox. Okay. I watched it on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a new episode that comes out in a month. So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
April 23rd.
Nice.
Oh, but they said there's a new episode coming out in 2 hours. Or like in a few hours tonight. So I don't know what anything means anymore. They go back in time to bet on the World Series.
Like Marty McFly.
Oh, there's a new episode tonight called The Touchables. Hmm. This is suspect. Okay. So yeah, that was fun.
And then Legion ended. So
I can finally start watching it again.
Yeah. How many episodes deep are you?
I think I've watched 4.
Okay. So there's 4 more to go.
Yeah.
But 3 or 4. It gets really good.
Okay, good.
So it's
does like, it answer questions?
Yeah. Yeah. It kind of like wraps up a lot. Like I was surprised how much they actually like did things. I was like, oh, like I thought it was going to be one of those shows where it would give me a bunch of cliffhangers, which it does, but it like, at the same time, it tells me a lot. It explains what's going on, where like it doesn't like leave me in the dark. But there's like a couple episodes, I'm like, whoa, it explains a lot. It's like, oh, this is good. This is good. So yeah, it's like it's really cool. Just the way they do it, it's so different from every other superhero show.
Yeah,
and it's just a lot of fun. And it's like visually, there's crazy things going on. Story wise, there's like a part in the season finale where they right at the beginning they show like so like one of these like bad guys gets attacked in the beginning and then they just at the start of the episode, you know how sometimes in shows they do that start of that episode part where they they focus like on this before the intro, and they focus on that, and then they go back to the main story. So they basically did this with this character and was like, oh, the aftermath of that event, what happened, and then you go into his life. Like, so you get all this like development for this character you've barely seen, but it like it humanizes a character more. Like,
that's weird.
Yeah, and it was crazy, and I was like, oh, that's a really cool thing to do. You don't see enough of like the story we've been following, and we forgot about this guy and don't care, basically. But then in like 3 minutes, you've totally told me a new story of what's going on from a different perspective, basically.
Interesting.
So that was like a cool little bit. And there's just like little things like that throughout, and there's just like a lot of like trippy stuff going on in the show. So, but it's coming back for another season. But eight episodes. I hope they get more next season.
Yeah.
Which I assume they would. They'd start. Shows don't usually go eight and then eight, stay at eight. It's usually 10 or 12 or something. But yeah, dig this show. Check it out. It's all out now, so people can check it out.
I want to talk about Trailer Park Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Watch season 11.
Yeah.
I'm really happy with it, man. It was better than the last season for sure.
Good.
Like, it was like a return.
Return to form.
Yeah. It was really good. I watched it all in one day.
Nice.
In like half a day, I watched it. I came home from work on Friday, and I was like, I'm going to watch Trailer Park Boys, and I watched the whole thing. And then, yeah, it was just like, went by quick. And
that's what streaming does for you.
Yeah, but it sucks so because easy. Like some characters left the show that were very liked. So that kind of sucks, but what can you do? At least there was no Doug Benson and Tom Arnold and this season, which they did last season, and I was like, what the hell is going on in the show?
Yeah, it's too, like,
it just got weird.
Too cameo heavy.
Yeah, because they were there for like half the season.
Oh, that's weird.
And you're like, what the fuck is going on? Stop. Yeah.
Huh.
But, yeah. They had Snoop Dogg cameos in this season, which was very appropriate.
Yeah, it wasn't like too much.
But, yeah. If you are a fan of Trailer Park Boys and haven't watched because last season sucked so much, you should watch this season.
Nice.
And let's talk about Rick and Morty.
Yep.
I was actually going to get pissed at you yesterday.
Oh, that I was joking?
I thought you were joking. I was like, motherfucker. Because it was like April Fool's.
Yeah. That's what everyone was said on Reddit. They're like, we'll play reverse April Fool's. That way everyone thinks they're being a dick when they tell other people about it.
Because I sent you a link to Super Science Friends.
Yeah.
And you're like, this looks good. By the way, did you hear about Rick and Morty today? And I'm like, very funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, you think you have me.
I'm but setting I know you up what day for, it is. I'm setting you up for the fall.
So I was just like, nope. Just to see what you said. And then you're like, they're playing it on loop on Cartoon Network, like the new episode. And I'm like, and like right as you send me that text, Anna sent me a text to the live stream on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, holy shit, like what are the chances that two people
that is crazy,
are trying to play the same April Fool's joke?
Oh, really? That was your initial thought?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Well, no, like I figured Anna wasn't trying to play an April Fool's joke on me because like she never sends me like just a link.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, huh, like Rick and Morty. And then I like Google Rick and Morty and it's like season 3 premiere. And I was like, whoa, like this is.
Uh-huh.
So then it was on loop and I think I got in like a minute too late.
Mm-hmm.
So then I watched it and then I rewatched it and I ended up rewatching that episode 4 times.
Nice.
Because it was.
Yeah, because they kept playing and it was
on loop until midnight.
Yeah. So that was really cool. And I was like, because you know how they released that video like a month ago or something of like. There was like a joke, like trailer for season 3 or something, but it was really just a clip.
Oh yeah, it was like the Rick and
it was like Rick and Morty, but clips saying like not like.
Oh, it was the Rickroll one. Wasn't
Rickroll,
it?
Yeah, it was the Rickroll, and that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So I think like they played that earlier, so that's why the initial when this one comes out, people they probably thought it was a joke too. They're like, oh, it's another joke on April Fool's. Like you guys already did one like a month ago.
It was funny because And then as soon as I saw it, I went and tweeted to Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland. I was like, thank you. Thank you so much. And Dan Harmon in his Twitter feed, like publicly replied to someone earlier yesterday saying, like, someone like, you know what? It was like this Indian kid from like from India who was born in 1999. So the kid's like 16 years old. He's like, hey, how about instead of going to Chicago, you premiere season 3? And Dan Harmon's like, you want me to magically wave my hands and make season 3 appear today? He's like, I think you'd make a, then the Indian kid replied, I think it'd make a lot of people happy. And then he did again, not just me. He's like, well, I'm waving my hands. I hope you're happy.
Yeah.
And then the kid's like, whatever, Dan Harmon, I'm going to sleep. And Dan Harmon's like, if you go to sleep, you're going to miss a season 3 premiere. So, and then I was like, and then all these people started tweeting at him, and I was like, I wonder what's going on with this kid's phone.
Like, yeah.
He probably just like wakes up and it's dead, if it's, even if it's plugged in, because it's vibrating constantly.
It's there.
Yeah. So that was a fun April Fool's Day thing.
Yeah. That was probably the best April Fool's Day joke. And then I was like talking to people, and they're like, why are you, they're like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm watching Rick and Morty for like the fifth time. And they're like, why are you watching the new episode? Like, I was like, it has been such a long time since season 2 came out. And they're like, well, wouldn't it make sense to watch season 2 again? And I was like, I've seen season 2 like so many times since it ended.
Exactly. Because there's like, only like 10 episodes or whatever. So it's like,
it's an easy watch.
It's an easy watch, yeah.
And then I was like texting a bunch of people, and I texted Brian.
Yeah.
Because I always think that he watches Rick and Morty.
No.
And he's like,
mistake.
And I'm like, new episode of Rick and Morty. It's all new. Here's the link. And he's like, that would be nice if I watched the show. And I was like, I do not understand why you do this to yourself, or why you deprive yourself of it. I think he would like the show a lot.
I think so too.
Does Upshur watch Rick and Morty?
He should if he doesn't. I don't know.
I can't think of many people who should, who don't watch it.
I think we showed him one. I don't know if he does, because I think we showed him one.
Because that's what yesterday I was trying to figure out. And then like, when I was texting some people, they're like, oh yeah, I was watching it, thanks, and stuff like that. But then other people, I was like, I don't remember if you watch it or not, but here's a link just in case.
Yeah. And so, this premiere was like a Rick and Morty, like, if you love Rick and Morty, this was like a Rick and Morty episode.
So many people became Rick and Morty fans in the last year.
Yeah.
Since season 2.
Like, exactly. Because you can watch it all, and it's only 20 episodes.
Like, we were lucky we were Rick and Morty fans, like, during season 1.
Yeah.
And like during that break, a lot of people seem to have gotten on to the Rick and Morty train for season 2. But then like even more people got on the Rick and Morty train after season 2 for season 3.
Yeah, it seems like, and it's an exponential growth.
Yeah.
Because it's been so long.
And it's like 2 months longer for season 2 than it was for the break.
Yeah.
And even now, like, the new episodes start in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are speculating that this episode wasn't even canon.
Oh, yeah. They're saying it may be, like, he's still in the prison.
He's still in the prison, yeah.
That some people are saying that.
Because, like, at Comic-Con, I guess they showed, like, the first episode or something, and he was a pickle, and that's how he escaped prison.
Yeah.
And then they were saying that a lot of the scenes that we saw in the first episode were the same, or were set in the same place as in this episode were the same as the first episode, the pilot, where he's, like, yelling at Marty, like, and Marty, like, fell over.
Yeah.
So they're saying he might still be in the prison.
That's interesting. Anything can happen with this show, because there's like so many dimensions and crazy. Like, but even in the show where they did the, because I
still think that we're not, it's not the real Rick.
It doesn't seem like him, because he's had, his personality seemed different at the end of season 2 than it did right there.
Yeah. Well, that, and then, well, there's that thing where, like, when they went to go return the Jerrys and we saw all that other stuff.
Yeah.
It was a different,
true,
different Rick than our
there's
Rick.
There's a bigger story going on. That's the crazy thing about this show. All these theories and craziness. But like, it was weird. I flipped this show on, and then it, like, you catch it in the middle or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, I saw some scene. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. And then I didn't know there was a reveal later in that scene until I, like, rewatched it from the beginning. Because I, like, stopped watching because I was like, I want to catch this from the beginning.
Was it the gun thing?
No, it's just the it was not it was in the garage in his house where it shows him younger, and I was like, oh, crazy.
Yeah.
And then I went back, and then I was like, oh, crazy.
That garage scene,
it's like the Breaking Bad house.
The Breaking Bad house.
Yeah, that's funny.
And you're like, yeah,
that's a funny thing. I wish there was a pizza on top of it.
That would have been funny.
But yeah, I thought that was funny too. I started, like, going online and see what people see about the show, because, like, I never see any of this stuff. Do you see there was a
Mabel and Dipper.
Oh, were they in there?
Yeah, when Morty and Summer are going through the Citadel of Ricks.
Mm-hmm.
There's two Mortys that are dressed like, one's dressed like Dipper and one's dressed like
That's Mabel. Awesome. There was a Rick that looked like Morty.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
It was like an older Morty. It has Morty's head and it's a Morty that looks like Rick.
Huh. That's weird.
And then they were saying, oh, early in the episode, he's like, I used to wear blue pants.
Oh, yeah, like
And this
like
was Morty. With other Morty with blue pants.
Interesting.
The laugh, it was weird. There's a lot of trippy things going on.
And then people are speculating, like, how long does it take for McDonald's to release that Mulan Shenzhen
chicken? Yeah, I think they tweeted, I don't know if that was a joke or if it actually happened. So, but I thought McDonald's tweeted back at Rick and Morty.
Saying
about
what?
People like, saying, like, we're not bringing it back. So they're like, screw you guys, we're not bringing it back. But I think that might have been a joke. Because that doesn't, it didn't seem like a McDonald's thing to do. But it could be real.
Got so many tweets.
But that was a cool thing. You don't see many people pull off the reverse April Fools.
No.
So that was fun.
Well, people are saying, like, apparently 10 years ago, 6 years ago, maybe, they showed all of Aqua Teen Hunger Force, the movie, upside down with no sound in the corner of your screen. Like,
it was, oh,
like,
really?
Like, they showed, like, 2 minutes of it.
Yeah.
And then they just minimized it to the bottom right of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the movie was coming out, like, the next weekend.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, if they're willing to do that.
But then I was thinking, like, Rick and Morty, because it was showing on TV. So it probably, like...
People got pissed.
Because the Dragon Ball Super and Samurai Jack.
Yeah, and there's supposed to be a new episode of Samurai Jack last night.
And Samurai Jack just started, like, a week or two ago.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's kind of annoying. If you're like, went to record that show and you're like, oh, what is this? But luckily, I'm a Rick and Morty fan, so that works out. If not, it's like, oh no, that's not cool. Then it's a real April Fool's joke on you. Because you're like, I didn't want to watch this.
And then Super Science Friends.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched the first two episodes? Just the first episode.
Okay.
Just the first one.
So I signed up for this service called VRV.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's like a group of streaming services that are on one area and you just pay them like through one thing.
Okay.
And you can, they also have like CISO, so you can like add on to your subscription.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that and this was one of the shows on it. And I was like scrolling through the shows and I was like, holy crap, this looks like OG Sherlock Kush.
Yeah, same like
the
style.
Animation style. So I screenshotted it and I sent it to Brian. And then and I didn't watch it because I was like, I can't be bothered to watch like a random show.
Yeah.
Because I have serious things to watch.
You have to watch Trailer Park Boys.
Trailer Park Boys. So then
love.
Brian's like, oh my God, this is so funny. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, Super Science Friends. So I watch an episode and I'm like, holy shit, this is great.
Yeah.
So then I texted you. I was like, dude, you need to watch this.
Yeah. It's like a really cool idea. What year is this from? Because like
it's like right now.
Oh, okay, I'm like, how has someone not come up with this before? It's like, so smart.
Yeah, so it's like Winston Churchill uses a time machine to get a bunch of scientists together throughout time to fight the Nazis.
Yeah.
So it's like,
and they all got powers,
and they all have powers, which are awesome.
And then you got like a clone of Albert Einstein.
No, it's like a younger version of Albert Einstein because he went back in time to get teenage Albert Einstein.
That's what it was, yeah.
So it's like he has Tesla, Tibbouti, Darwin, Curie, and Freud,
yeah,
and young Albert Einstein,
yeah,
and they're the super science friends, and they like travel through time to try to stop Nazis and Russia,
Soviets, yeah.
So it's really good,
yeah.
It's and then
a really fun show.
The third episode, which is out on VRV, but you can watch it on YouTube now, I suppose. Has Neil deGrasse Tyson as himself.
Ah, that's
so
awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's a really cool show.
Yeah, I was like, damn, like this is genius. Like,
yeah, so smart.
And like all of them have relevant superpowers. So like Darwin can shapeshift into any animal.
That intro, like alone.
Yeah, is awesome.
I was like, oh, I'm going to watch this show. This intro. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Tesla's got the lightning.
He has lightning, and then Tibbouti, she was like known as the first chemist of all time, and she used to make perfumes in ancient Babylonia or Mesopotamia.
Mm-hmm.
So she can like make this weird, like weird perfumes to like shapeshift herself.
Yeah.
And that's pretty awesome. And then Madame Curie has like these X-ray, like radioactive rings.
Yeah. Albert Einstein's like a speedster.
Guy. Yeah. He's, yeah. Cause like, you can like travel at the speed of light.
Mm-hmm.
And then Freud can use his mind powers to make people like more sexual.
Yeah.
And it's funny cause he just like sniffs so much cocaine and like, I think in the first episode, he does like a bunch of cocaine.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit. This
is... it's really funny.
Yeah. And he like makes a mom and child, like son, like make out
yeah.
in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good. I don't know if it's 3 or 4 episodes. Because there's like one that has Thomas Edison in it. Mm-hmm. And that one's kind of continues on.
Mm.
But yeah. Go find that. It's yeah. from Cartoon Hangover.
Check it out.
And it's on YouTube. I read a book this week. Well, I bought it. I read the first page and then I was like, I'm going to find the audiobook of this. And then I listened to the audiobook of it.
All right. does Jay Trendershaker do the
He does a narration. That's okay. usually that's like, the only way I'll buy an audiobook is if they do it. I'm not a fan. Well, especially if it's like a comedian or someone who's like, a voice I recognize.
Yeah.
I want their voice
mm-hmm.
to read it to me. So yeah, it's Mustache Shenanigans by Jay Chandrasekhar. Chandrasekhar. He is the director of Beer Fest and Super Troopers and writer of those movies. And it's about him pretty much like the first part of the book is about him like growing up as a son, like an Indian first generation Indian in Chicago and like going to school and college. Then it's like the formation of Broken Lizard.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like the making of Super Troopers and like various other movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like his thoughts on like the movie industry. So it's like very interesting.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is like perfect for me. Cause I was like, I feel like that, like where he's making Broken Lizard. I was like, that's us with like the podcast. That's like us with our crew of mm-hmm. like people. And it was very interesting.
Yeah.
I dug it a lot.
It's a cool story.
Yeah.
Like the whole, his whole life and then thoughts.
Yeah. So it's like, he talks about what it was like to work with like, or to meet Willie Nelson and work with Burt Reynolds and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about like directing TV shows that he had to work, because he worked on like Community, Happy Endings. I forgot. There's other shows where I'm watching them and I'm like, holy shit, he's directing this episode?
Yeah, he does a lot of TV shows.
Yeah.
Actually.
And then it was interesting to hear how, because his first movie, Puddle Cruiser, was like a big hit on like the indie circuit and got bought up by Miramax. And then they made Club Dread? No. Then they made Super Troopers. And that one was a huge success, but mainly on, like, not so much in theaters, but on...
Yeah, after
that.
There's a lot of, especially from, like, the 90s.
Yeah.
Well, I guess probably like
early
from
2000s.
Early 2000s, yeah. Is it all time? Is there always movies that, like, find themselves later?
Yeah.
It's just a crazy thing to be one of those movies, because it's like... You're seen as a failure right when
yeah.
it comes out, and then later on.
But later on, it does really well.
Yeah, I think that was Harold and Kumar, too.
Yeah.
I don't think that did that well in theaters.
But I wouldn't say the other two didn't
yeah.
do well either.
Good point.
But
well, they must have made something, though.
Yeah.
Because they made them. They must have made more than the first one.
Oh, definitely. In theaters?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Because, yeah, popularity.
And then they made Club Dread. Which was a failure because it opened up against Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, I'm just going to do that.
And then they made Beer Fest.
That must have done well, right?
That one did well. But it's interesting because they also go into, like, he goes into, like, the writing process and stuff like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty good, interesting. And he has, like, stories about, like, working with Chris Farley because I guess they were in the same, like, improv group in Chicago.
Oh.
Before Chris Farley, like, went on SNL.
Yeah.
And like he has stories with him, and it's just really interesting. And Mitch Hedberg, because he helped write
mm-hmm.
Super Troopers, I think he was on rewrites for that. So it's like really interesting to hear his stories with all these people. And you're like, wow. And then he talks about his thoughts on like remakes and stuff and why the studios do it. Because before, studios used to
know you make less money.
Well, yeah, they used to make expensive movies to make money so they could make monies that you knew you were going to lose money on.
Yeah.
But like had integrity and told stories.
Yeah.
Where now studios don't want to do that anymore. They just want to keep making movies that make money, which is why they do remakes and superhero movies pretty much.
Yeah.
So that's kind of tragic. And then he talked about working on the new Knight Rider, which was sponsored by Ford, which he was like, I was cool with. But he's like, then Kit kept changing every week to whatever car Ford wanted to push. And he's like, and then the episode where they wanted to make it a pink Mustang in my episode, I almost walked off set because he was like, I grew up watching Kit.
Yeah.
Or watching Knight Rider. And he's like, then they changed it to an SUV or a pickup truck at the last minute. So
yeah,
that's kinda... like, it's weird how it works nowadays. Because like a lot of the stuff they approach him is like, oh, you were a fan of this. Like when you were a kid, like Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. He's like, so what would you do? And they let him do a lot of that stuff because he's like passionate about it. But then sometimes it just doesn't work out.
Yeah, they don't let you do everything.
So it was really interesting. So discussion this week, how should we celebrate week 200? We already talked about trying to get Brian and Uxer back on.
Yeah.
And Uxer cannot come back on.
Yeah.
He said he was too busy.
He's busy.
I say Brian.
We definitely try to get pizza. Brian. Yes.
Yeah.
And just reminisce about.
But not with the clip episode because I'm not going to edit.
No, not
200 weeks worth of content.
I'm not even a big fan of those. I'm not either. Like movies or TV shows or whatever. No. Not, I mean, TV shows, obviously. Or whatever. Because those are, I don't know. I feel like it's a. I always feel like, oh, I'm not getting like a real episode.
I'm being cheated.
Yeah. So we'll still have a real episode too.
Yeah.
With all the news and whatnot.
Yeah. I'm just glad there's so much news this week.
Yeah, there's a ton.
And next week's discussion, if we were to sell out and have merch like integrated, how should we sell out?
What merch would be the best merch?
But like sponsorship merch, not like we want t-shirts.
Oh, okay, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Be like, if we were going to sell out, should we like get the... podcast sponsored by Papa John's?
Should we get like more commercials?
Yeah.
Should we do the commercials where we talk about them live and they're spontaneous, or do the ones that just break into the episode randomly?
This podcast has been brought to you by audible.com.
Why?
Audible.
Shut up, Audible.
And you're like, God, how can I find out how long this is so I can just skip it every episode?
Yeah, I prefer the podcasts that are like struggling through it too. They're like, why do we have to do this nonsense?
And they make fun of it. And then, and then the next week, they're like, I can't believe we don't have that sponsor back.
Exactly. I wonder why that happened.
Have you been listening to S-Town? Or, yeah, S-Town?
It's like S-Town. What's S-Town?
It's a podcast that was like made by the same people that made Serial.
No. What's it
apparently
about,
it's really
though?
Good. It's about like this crazy town. I listened to a few episodes. They released all the episodes on one day.
But it's about, it's a case? Or?
Yeah, it's a case. Kind of. It's like this weird small town in Alabama.
Huh. It's all out,
shit town.
It's all out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Came out last week.
Ah, interesting.
I listened to 2 episodes, I think, and then I was like reading up on it on the internet, which is a mistake. So I was like, okay, I need to go back and listen to it.
Like, it's spoiling things or like telling things?
Yeah, because it's like very recent.
Yeah.
Huh. But it's just like the happenings of this one town. Small town.
Where's the town located? What state?
Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah. Come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart. This Week in Movies in the Now, and Trailer Talk. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.